This is Paul Cannon with Meet Houston Missions and Simmons and Fletcher Injury and Accident Lawyers. We're here today to talk with Melinda Stevenson of Clothed by Faith. She's the executive director, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what Clothed by Faith does and how we can get involved. So without further ado, Melinda, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Clothed by Faith?
Great. Thank you so much, Paul, for giving us this opportunity. So my name is Melinda Stevenson. I'm the executive director with Clothed by Faith. And Clothed by Faith is a local nonprofit that serves the entire greater Houston area. So what we do is really simple. We provide a week's worth of gently used clothing and shoes, along with new underwear and socks for at-risk children and adults throughout greater Houston. We have found that there is a lot of children and adults that just really need help with clothing. And, you know, it can make a huge difference in the way that people are able to go to school, go to work, and different things like that. And the lack of access to quality clothing can really put up some barriers that there's social barriers, there's some emotional barriers, and then there's financial barriers that those barriers, you know, that they cause, you know, with their success in school and work or just in general, you know, just life things. And so we're able to really do some things to remove some of those barriers. And it's just, so what we do is we have an online request system, and right, individuals along with other agencies and other nonprofits and schools are able to use that online system to request clothing. And so they go online, they put in a request, they put the shirt, pant, and shoe size, they'll put any other preferences that they need. Like, for instance, we had a group come in and volunteer on Saturday, and some of the kids needed school uniforms. So the schools were able to put what uniform colors they needed. I know there was a guy with another organization, and he needed black pants and white shirts to start a new job in the next couple of weeks. And so we were able to provide him with those things. And so, and I just got a request this morning. A school was asking for size extra large boys, navy blue khaki pants, but they needed to be an elastic waist. So, so they can get as detailed as that, or just, you know, it's just a week's worth of clothing. And so once we get those requests, our volunteers then go and shop through our inventory to fill those requests. So we have volunteers that sort the donations that come in, and then we have volunteers that go through and shop through all of our inventory that we have and pack a bag for those needs.
Wow. I was going to say, it sounds like you guys are kind of in the business of making sure people in need still are able to make a great first impression, whether it's for school, job, work, or whatever opportunity they have to further themselves in life.
Yes, that's a great way to put it, you know, and that's really important. And so we're able to do that to where they can make a great first impression. They can be confident going into, you know, whether it's kids going into school or an adult going into a job interview or even a new job that they've gotten, they're able to make that great first impression. The other thing, I talked about, so that's kind of the social and emotional barriers. They're able to go in and make a good impression. They're able to have confidence and dignity and not be embarrassed about what they're wearing or uncomfortable because, like, you think about a child whose clothes don't fit, their shoes are too tight, their clothes are dirty, and they're sitting in a classroom and that's what they're focused on. They're not focused on learning and listening to the teacher. They're focusing on the awkward, you know, their uncomfortable feeling that they have. So they're able to not have that barrier removed. And then the financial barrier, we have, you know, whether it's someone who's just gotten a job and they're able to start that new job with enough clothes to wear for a week to work, so they don't have to worry about, am I going to have enough money when I get my first paycheck to buy me some clothes that I can wear to work? Or if it's a family that's a grandparent or a parent providing for their family. We've had multiple stories of people, they've got money allocated. And so they have to choose, are we going to get our pipes fixed from the freeze? Am I going to buy glasses for my child? Are we going to be able to pay, you know, I know school's coming up, or am I going to be able to pay these bills, or am I going to get clothing? And so we're able to help them get clothing so that they're able to allocate those funds to other things that they need. And we had a wraparound specialist from HISD, just like I said, that the parent was trying to decide, am I going to get glasses for my child, or am I going to get them clothing? And so we were able to help with the clothing so they could do that. On the other side of that too, we work with social workers for different school districts. And so, for instance, Pasadena ISD has told us, because they're able to get clothing from Clothed by Faith, they're able to allocate funds that they would have used to purchase clothing for students or families for other things like tutoring or counseling or, you know, things like that that they need. they're able to use those funds for other things. So it's really, we're able to serve as a resource for just a lot of different things. And that's really, you know, we can talk about how many people we serve and things like that. But really the important thing are those stories about the difference it's making in a child that's able to go to school and have shoes that fit, or a grandparent that's, you know, they were, you know, their pipes froze in February and it's summertime and they still haven't fixed the pipes. And so they're, because they've been saving money for back to school clothes. So they're able to do things like that. And so it's just, there's just lots of stories like that. And so that's really, you know, just the things that we're able to do because people like who you're sharing this video with are able to give to Clothed by Faith and participate with us either through, you know, one of the most important things is prayer, you know, prayer for just the, what we're doing, for our volunteers, our staff, and for the people that we're serving, being able to just find out what their needs are and continue to pray for those needs for people that we're serving, donating gently used clothing and shoes or brand new, and then brand new underwear and socks. Like right now we need school uniforms. That's a huge need for us. We serve Houston ISD and that there's just a huge need for uniforms. Also jackets, you know, little jackets and not super heavy coats. That's another huge need for us right now. It's a big request for really from everyone, that all the different organizations that request from us. That's a request, you know, where somebody needs a jacket, whether it's Search Homeless or Prison Entrepreneurship Program or one of our school districts or a domestic violence shelter. All of them are asking for coats when they're putting requests in because they know that it's fixing to get colder, and that's a huge need. Or socks and underwear, like I said, that's always a huge need too. So donating any of those things. And then, of course, supporting us financially. That's another thing. It cost us about $25 to do a week's worth of clothing for people. And it cost us about, now with prices going up a little bit, it's costing us about between $75 and $100 to provide a child with, if we're having to get all new uniform clothing. So those are two big needs. And then volunteers. People can always come and volunteer with us. We have a branch in Katy and we have one in Deer Park. The hours are just a little bit different. Katy's open from 10 to 4. Deer Park's open from 9 to 3. And we have sign up geniuses where people can go on and sign up for about like a 2-hour shift. I mean, 2 hours once a week or once every other week is great. And we need more volunteers to come in. And if you're super organized, you might want to help sort some of those donations and put things up. But if you like to shop, coming in and shopping through our inventory to fill those requests is just a lot of fun. And so especially if you think about the people that you're, you know, shopping for and finding things for those. So those are the four ways that people can get involved too with Clothed by Faith.
And where can they go to learn more about what's needed, how to make donations, where to make donations and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the best place to go would be our website, which is clothedbyfaith.org, and it's C-L-O-T-H-E-D, clothedbyfaith.org. We're also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and all of those are Clothed by Faith, Clothed by Faith Texas. And so you could just search us that way and find us on there. So a lot of times we'll put needs, like specific needs on our Facebook page. Like for instance, I know I'm probably going to have to talk about, I'm at Katy today and they were just looking through our donations for men's extra large shirts. And so that's something, you know, we may put on there that we need men's clothing right now, because I think both of our branches are low on men's clothing in different sizes. And so we usually put like needs on there. We'll put, if different organizations or companies do something, we'll talk about that on there, like volunteering or bringing us donations. We'll also talk about any other events that we have. We'll be on our social media. So,
okay, wonderful. And I understand you guys also have some school closets that y'all supply?
Yes, we do. So we actually came up with this program and started working on it back in 2019, but COVID slowed everything down. But at the beginning of this year, we were able to open a closet at Robinson Elementary School, which all of the closets are in Houston ISD. Robinson is on Wood Forest, which is the far east side of HISD. Okay. It's in the Fur High School feeder pattern. We have a closet at Milby High School. We have another one that serves Milby's feeder pattern. So when I say feeder pattern, so think about all of the elementaries and middle schools that will eventually go to Milby High School. So that's Milby's feeder pattern. There's a closet. It's not actually in one of the schools because none of the schools in the area really had space for a closet. So we have an organization called Mission Milby that we've partnered with. They do a lot of mentoring with Dee Dee and Milby Dede Middle School and Milby High School. They have after school programs there. And so they've given us like a class, it's an old Methodist church. So they've given us a classroom and we have clothing. We actually have baby bags and some of our baby clothes in there. So it goes from that all the way to, we have junior girls clothing and young men's clothing. So the elementary and the middle school students are able to be served out of that closet. We have another one at Navarro Middle School, which serves Austin High School's feeder pattern. And so that one actually is stocked with just uniforms. And so we've got some elementary size uniforms. We have middle school size uniforms. There's shoes, there's underwear and socks. And I actually just delivered some jackets there on Thursday, I think. They have, the middle schools in HISD, most of them require, they have uniforms. So, and it's by, so sixth graders wear one color, seventh and eighth, they all wear a different color. And their jackets are supposed to match the color of their shirt. So I was able to find some jackets that matched some of those colors. So I went and delivered them there. We're going to be ordering some more from like a shirt company that can get us like just the zip up, just like fleece zip up jackets. They prefer that they not have hoods, but these have hoods. So, but the closets, it's really, so what the closet does is it serves a couple of purposes. So it gives the school personnel an opportunity to meet those needs for clothing immediately for a student. So like for instance, at Navarro, their wraparound specialist, he's able to actually take students into that closet. We actually put a dressing area in there and and they're able to try things on and get the right fit. The other schools are able to go in and get what they need for the student. Same thing at Mission Milby. The schools, the wraparound specialists are able to go there and pick up what they need, whether it's a whole week's worth of clothing, they can pack a bag just like they would get here in our warehouse, or they can get the uniforms. When we give uniforms, we try to give four tops and two bottoms. So they're able to get that set of uniforms for their students. And so they're able to meet that need immediately. And that's, they are still able to, though, if they have additional family members that do not fit the sizes that are in the closets, they can still request from one of our branches for those family members. So if there's younger siblings or parents that are in need, they can still request for them. And so, and it helps us in our warehouses that we're able to really be more efficient with our volunteers. So those are schools that we're not having to fill those requests here. And our volunteers are able to focus on the other schools that are maybe a little bit closer to us or don't have the capacity to put closets. We're able to put those in. So, and we actually have 12 potential closets for Houston ISD. This is something that really has been a help to them. And that's something going forward where we would really like to expand those closets. And we actually last week just got an opportunity to do a closet. Pasadena ISD wants a closet in their South Belt area, which is, it's actually in Houston city limits, but it's in Pasadena ISD. And so we're going to be putting a closet at Metter Elementary that will serve the South Belt area, elementary and middle schools. And then we also have a closet going in down in Dickinson that'll serve Dickinson ISD and communities and schools down there. And we have a potential for one up on the north side of town too. That's kind of in the very first stages of working on that. But we've got a church that has done some different things with us and would like to at least be able to serve children's size clothing up in that elementary schools up in that north side of town. So we're excited about the potential for that. It's just the schools are a huge, there's just a big need. I mean, I never
would have. Sounds like you're serving a very large span need in the greater Houston area, pretty much all around.
And have we usually, we have about between 1,000 and 1,200 bags go out of our warehouses every month. So, there is a big need. And honestly, right now, we're not even able to take too many individual requests just from people that aren't associated with, where the request isn't coming from an agency, like even a bigger agency, like our government, like the Harris Center, which is Harris County Mental Health or Child Protective Services, or something smaller, like a domestic violence organization, or like Houston Welcomes Refugees, or like Search Homeless, Prison Entrepreneurship. There's a lot of smaller organizations that we serve as a resource for. And so there is a lot of need. And so we're able to meet some of those needs.
That's awesome. Well, Melinda, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about what Clothed by Faith does. It sounds like it's a really great project. And how long have you guys been doing this now?
So our Katy branch opened in 2013 and they started in our founder, Abby Forey's garage. Her and Suzanne Houston and Audrey Hosey came together and started Clothed by Faith. And then they moved into a warehouse space. And now we're actually in it's an office center that's owned by Kingsland Baptist Church. There's several Katy ministries here, and we're there. And then in 2017, our branch in Deer Park opened, kind of the same thing, started in my garage and then moved to a storage space. And then we're actually in the upstairs building of a church in Deer Park First Baptist Church. They've given us space in the gym. I mean, I think we have like 2,000 square feet of space. We don't have to pay rent to them. So that's been a huge help. And so that's since 2013, we've served a little over 79,000 people.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to tell us about this. And hopefully this video will get out there and there'll be some more people that will learn and find out what they can do to come join and help.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.